94.1 KODJ. Are you ready? The time has come for the big announcement.
We've been waiting months for this news from Aerosmith. No! The rescheduled date from last November's canceled show. Aerosmith and the Black Crowes and their Peace Out tour coming to the Delta Center on November 27th. My dad can finally get his Father's Day gift from last year.
Which it's basically the same day, right? It was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving that they had scheduled for. Okay, good. See? All right, let's play some Aerosmith then to celebrate. Coming up next here for your Wednesday. We're back tomorrow with more Santana tickets at 725.
Hello, world.
Here's
a song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
Will make you happy.
Yes, it will. It will make you happy. 5 years ago, Detective Michael Horton with the North Haven, Connecticut Police Department saved the life of a three-month-old little girl named Tuca. They were at a movie theater. Tuca wasn't breathing.
Oh, no.
And he did, like, the baby Heimlich.
Yeah.
He said he just couldn't give up.
How old was the kid?
3 months old.
Oh, my God. Like, it's so delicate
so
and tiny.
So little. It didn't work right away. He said he just kept trying to catch it. He said, I kept telling myself, not on my watch. Not on my watch.
Yeah.
Finally, Tuca began breathing again.
Oh, thank God.
Since then, though, here's the cool part. He and his wife, Susan, have been involved in Tuca's life, celebrating birthdays, holidays, milestones, school programs. Oh. He was actually given the honor of being named Tuca's godfather.
Oh, my gosh.
So they've been connected now for 5 years, these two families, and this is what he says about it.
That day was Angel came down. She did more for me than I did for her. My life changed that day. Our family got extended, and it's amazing.
Oh, just, you know, those moments where people come into your life for a moment, and some of them stay for a lifetime.
You know what I'm about to start doing? I'm about to start singing a Barbara Streisand song. People who need people. We all need people. This is, and they're from two completely different walks of life. I love that this proves that humanity was destined to be, everybody was supposed to be friends with each other.
Yeah.
We're all supposed to love each other. That's all this is. Good news. Every morning at 6:40 and 9:10, it's your Kumbaya moment on KODJ. That's all you can say, right? Well, unless you're a big fan, and then you're like, oh my gosh, the Beach Boys. And there's a trailer of a big show coming to Disney Plus.
The Beach Boys just represented some sort of fantasy.
They were participating in the creation of a California dream.
Man, they made me want to go to where they had cars and girls in bikinis.
Yeah.
And sun.
I would like to go where there's sun and girls in bikinis and fast cars and stuff. Can I go there too, please?
I was literally just in a bikini last week.
True, you were. You were. So was I, actually. It was kind of an awkward situation at the beach. But it's the Beach Boys all-new documentary coming May 24th to Disney Plus.
Yes. Bridget Jones is back. Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant, and Emma Thompson will all return for another Bridget Jones movie. This one will focus on Bridget in her 50s.
This one will focus on Bridget in the nursing home.
It probably will eventually.
End of life care for Bridget Jones. Like, this is crazy, man.
I had no idea. I thought this was way over.
Yeah, like 2 decades ago.
Exactly. Well, the first one was in like 2000, 2001. So yeah, this has been.
Okay, I was thinking it was more of a 90s thing. Maybe I'm the one who's getting old. I'm losing my memory.
That's still like 24 years and counting.
It is. And she still looks great. Renee Zellweger. But yes, she's had a lot of work. And I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. Like those eyes. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I love natural beauty. Don't overdo it, people. You don't have to do anything. That's why they made eye cream. Meredith's here to help me with my eye cream every morning.
Jimmy Kimmel's got Bon Jovi on tonight. Looks like I'm going to be staying up late to watch this one.
Because he's performing that new song.
Well, he's not going to be performing the new song. Oh, but okay. Have you heard the new song?
Well, that's why I have this queued up.
Yeah,
right?
It's okay. It's called Legendary. Okay. It's so good.
Is it though?
It is.
Okay, all right, let's listen. Here's the hook.
Okay, tell me that is
legendary.
That is not classic Bon Jovi right there.
I mean, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Is it the best stuff they've ever done? No. Should I grade them on that level?
No, I shouldn't do that every time.
Well, he is going to be talking about his new 4-part docuseries called Thank You, Goodnight, which is, you know, so it's 4 parts, which each part spanning one decade of his career.
Gotcha.
And that's coming to Hulu.
Have we told the story enough about how I know the guy who did their hair for an album cover? True story.
Tell it again. Sure.
My friend Peter. Peter, if you're out there listening, you know who you are. He did hair for big name people for a long time, including Bon Jovi and Richie and the cover of the Slippery When Wet album. I think that was his hair.
That's his claim to fame.
That's his claim to fame. And Peter's bald. That's probably the funniest part of the whole situation.
Getting your hair done by someone who doesn't have hair.
I love it. It's KODJ 725. Got those Santana tickets. Oh, that temperature's starting to creep up just a little bit. 47 degrees right now. 62 or so. Depending on where you're at for the high today, I'm just excited for 70s tomorrow through Saturday, and it's going to be like 80 on Friday. I'm calling it now. First 80-degree day. We talked to Devin on the phone here just a minute ago about what you don't want to share. Items that you do not want to share.
I refuse to share my hoodies.
Hoodies.
I think girls have been proven to not be reliable when it comes to borrowing your sweatshirt.
Oh.
I like my sweatshirts a lot, and I don't want to lose them. I've lost many a sweatshirt thanks to women in my life, and I just refuse to share them.
Okay, so at first I was like, this guy is digging himself into a hole, this chauvinistic pig. And then I heard the sound of his voice. He's like, I'm just defeated. I've been crossed by sweatshirts being stolen from me by people.
Well, you had your favorite sweatshirt, and your girlfriend's like, can I borrow that? And you're all smitten, so you're like, sure.
Oh, my God. I want that sweatshirt. And it's so cute. Can I wear that? I love oversized hoodies.
That's the thing. When you're dating someone, you wear their sweatshirt, and you get it all smelling like you, well, and then maybe you give it back.
You didn't really date athletes in high school. Did you wear jerseys of your boyfriends?
Oh, no, I wore their Letterman jacket.
Letterman jacket, okay. Because I had the girls I dated wore like my baseball jersey and my basketball jersey and things like that.
Right, right.
And I remember a coach one time saying, not a good idea, guys. We're like,
everybody get your jerseys back from your girlfriends.
He's like, you're going to get it back and it's going to have some sort of perfume stain or something, or it's going to smell. And you're going to be in a game and guys are going to be like, is that Victoria's Secret? Or what do you, you know?
We have many a Minky in the house.
Many a Minky.
And I have one that I will not share. You can use any of them, but there's one particular one that's my favorite Minky. Mm. And if I walk into the room and you're using that one, I'll be like, give it.
Yeah.
Give, you can, what, there's should, six more right there. Give me that one.
Be very clear. No humans are allowed to use that Minky.
Oh, yeah. The dog can.
Because
fine.
The black Labrador retriever who slobbers on it.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
It comes in from the cold outdoors with muddy footprints.
But if you slobber on it, it's unacceptable.
See? It's Meredith and AJ. Good.
Now, it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
So the words raise and raise, R-A-I-S-E and R-A-Z-E, are both homophones of each other, sounding the same, and antonyms at the same time. So they are sound the same, make all the same noises, have opposite meanings. Raise and raise. See if you can use them both in a single sentence today just to make somebody freak out.
Now, 3 things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo. We'll start with a level 2 emergency situation being posted for Panguitch Lake Dam. People in the area being told to prepare for possibility of evacuation after this crack was found on Monday. Level 2 means there's a possibility of dam failure.
Oh!
Level 3 would be get out now. So
the dam might fail. Damn. Like, I don't know what else to say. I'm just totally freaked out by this whole situation. How many levels are there if level 2 is that?
Well, level 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Level 3 is, oops! Run!
Level 2 is be prepared for oops.
I don't want to start panic, but in the back of my mind, I'm freaking out over this thing. Officials at Utah Valley University breaking ground on that new $20 million soccer stadium. This was yesterday. They officially broke ground. The new stadium, which will be sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, be situated on the west side of the existing Clyde Field and is going to be one of the nicest, most prestigious soccer stadiums west of the Mississippi, maybe in the United States.
Well, how about that?
About 3,000 fans, including a covered plaza seating, a Major League Soccer-style press box, and basically it's all just to, you know, provide a super-duper experience for college athletes in that part of the state.
Very cool.
BYU and Utah Valley.
So this is very important information. If you're a burrito lover, you need to know where to get the best burrito in the state.
Oh, yeah.
LoveFood.com released a list of the best burrito in every state, and here in Utah, it's Alberto's.
Yes!
The California burrito.
The California with extra guacamole.
That's how AJ does it. Yep. That's the best burrito in the state of Utah. Two locations, downtown and in Park City.
If you've never seen one of those burritos up close, you can lay it down on your bed and use it as a pillow.
It's a two-hander and for sure.
Absolutely. That's how I want to fall asleep every night.
Lay it on a California burrito.
Lay my head down on the California burrito. Night nights.
Right. Coming up at 8:25, tickets to Utah's Huggles.
Napoleon and Deb playing some tetherball, and you listening to 94.1 KODJ, Meredith and AJ, and Acapella Wednesday. These are songs you've heard a million times, maybe 2 million, but you've never, and I repeat, never heard them like this. This was actually the song that kind of started off the Acapella Wednesday movement here on Meredith and AJ. Do you recognize it already, Meredith?
Yeah.
Here we go.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I feel commitments while I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Best campaign slogan ever.
Absolutely.
What was he, like 8 years old when that song was new?
I was just looking that up.
He looks like he's 12 in the little video we're watching here in the studio.
21?
21 he was. Okay.
He looks 12 and he sounds 50.
And he still looks like he did, too. He has an age. Do you know what I mean?
We both know what's been going on. We know the game and we're gonna play. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you.
Take me to church.
Never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
He was touring with New Kids on the Block a couple of years ago, last time they were in town.
You saw him
and he
that.
Sang, he only sang like four or five songs, that one, of course, and Together Forever. And he was wearing this like deep purple velvet or velour suit or something, and he looked amazing. He sounded amazing.
Something only he could pull off, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, it's time to officially get Rick rolled full studio version style. We'll do that coming up next. Thanks for listening.